Double check. Mic check 1-2. V8-1-5. Or just V8S. V8S actually. It's funny, I always thought it was V8-5. Let me get a little, make sure I'm comfy. Hey, did you like this, how it's out, right? Pull it out, boom.
Yeah, I like it.
Just
I like pulling it out.
Clap. Alright, that's good to go. And we kind of bring it down like that to where it doesn't close. I don't know where the close meter is. You trying to know which one each one is? The rest is kind of what they say. Like, that's what it says.
Awesome! Ding, ding, ding!
Ding, ding, ding! Alright, Gooch, about to hit the...
Gooch and the Manooch.
You know what that sound stands for, right? Oh, wait, make sure you look at... Like the way you look, right?
Guaranteed. I play very well.
She's looking for a sponsor like Nike or Converse. She ran into a monster like Scarface and Nino. I'm
can you hear me though?
Yeah.
The money, I'm you sure?
Yep.
I know I'm living wrong, but I'm cashing out like casino.
Like Pacino, bitch.
You Tito got your bitch stroking my ego. Hit it like a free throw when I'm smoking on his lethal.
No, this somebody's been in my shit.
Gotta make this money. Guess I'm looking to the sky. Got my feet to the ground.
Thanks for the ring. I gotta match it up perfect.
Smoking now. Yes, there's money on my mind. Tell these rats don't make a sound. If you squeal, it's going down. Automatic rounds when we come to paint the town. Yeah. I know these niggas jealous, I can feel it that they envy, but I pray for they soul. Cause we all don't grow old, yes you reap what you sow. Got my eye on the go, put these bitches on hold. Getting money to go, members only jacket got me feeling so pro. I am all on my toes, and if you know like I know, it's money over bitches, bitches, it's KG bitches.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo!
This is a long time coming. I feel like this just even feels weird, man. Like, I just feel like we it's been so long since we've been here.
It's been long.
Hell yeah, that was my jam. I hear you, Akon.
Uh-huh.
But hey, you know, we got to come back full effect. You know, the Wookiesburg pod is back, and it's here. We're not going nowhere. Y'all Mm-mm. thought we were done. You know, you thought you guys canceled us. Nah, we not getting canceled yet.
Fuck no.
We on the grind. We on the rise. And as always, you know, it's your boy, Maticles, a.k.a. Oh, shit. I wasn't ready for this.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, Maticles, a.k.a. Slumpback Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I was not ready for my AKAs. Again, Slumback Willie.
Okay.
And, you know, acting like I ain't never been here before. AKA Lightning McCardle.
There we go.
Don't forget Dennis Frogman.
Mm-hmm.
No, Maddie Frogman. Maddie Frogman. We got good old shit. Maticles. And, you know, fuck it. Let's just.
And Maticles.
Maticles. These mean. And, you know, I'll try to remember some more of my AKs and get back to you. But as always, standing next to me, because we figured we got to be healthy. It's 2023. We don't sit no more. We can't sit down on.
We don't sit. We
can't,
we
you know,
don't
you,
sit.
You can't climb to the top by sitting. So,
mm-hmm.
hey, we're going to just stand and that's it. So
yeah. I read that prolonged sitting contributes to having ass cancer. So we read that and we're like, fuck that. We standing up, boy.
That's it, man. Standing all day, day.
All day. If you don't stand for nothing, you'll fall for everything. Or something like that.
Damn, bro. That's
deep.
Fucking deep,
that's
boy.
That's deep, bro. That's fucking deep, dog. I feel like standing gets the neurons firing more. Like, the brain is just...
That's true. No, because you're always ready. And then, like, when it's time to, like, actually focus and talk to somebody, you could. When you're sitting, you can't do that. But when you're standing, simple pimple control, baby. You're
simple
just here.
Pimple.
Yeah, you know, you're just here. Like, hey, look at me. Listen, you right there. Oh my God, you. I see you over there. You try to hate on Tua every day of your life. But listen, man. If you just turn it around and you stop hating, then listen, man, Tua will conquer even more, bro. So, hey, you, stop. Stop what you're doing right now. Stop what you're doing and call this number. 1-800-575-RICKY-WILLIAMS. You know, you couldn't have did that. Yeah. I couldn't have did that if I was sitting down.
Right. Okay. I see.
So, you know, that's why we like standing.
Watch how I rattle off these AKAs because I'm standing and my brain is on fire right now, boy. So it's gonna be your boy Lolo over here as always, AKA the Slim Dipper, AKA Mr. I'm Always Ready, and AKA the AKA Boss.
Damn, I feel like, hey, you sitting over there to the left in the back, do you feel like he was firing shots at me? Yes, I think so too. All right, good one. I like that.
All right.
Hey, doink touch?
Doink touch.
All right.
Doink touch.
Doink touch, a.k.a. Peter Doinklage, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Peter Dinklage.
A.k.a. pass me the lighter. Thank you.
A.k.a. buy your own lighter.
A.k.a. Bic, sponsor me.
A.k.a. Little Bic.
A.k.a. Bickman. It sounds like the name of a park somewhere, Bickman Park. Like, it would just be like...
Nah, there's probably definitely a Bickman Park. Yeah, there's probably definitely a Bickman
Park. If you live next to a Bickman Park, let us know. Write to us at Wookiesburg.
Come through.
So, all right, man, we got to get to the bottom of this shit. We were talking before the show, and...
Were we?
We were talking before the show, and you were telling me some shit about... You were telling me a story about what? I told you to wait for the podcast because I wanted to hear it.
Oh, damn. I mean, it's a good thing that I've had a lot of weed and a few drinks, so I don't even remember what he's talking about.
Damn, I don't remember either, to be honest with you. You were telling me a story about how you had 4 years in middle school.
Yes. Oh, so this
about
is
how we both graduated in 2008.
This is
from
an
high
easy
school,
one.
Right?
Yeah. So this was most of you guys know this story. I mean, most people that know me know this story. For those of you listening that don't know me, so here it is. So yes, I did. You know, middle school where we're from here in South Florida is 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade. You spend 3 years in middle school. So my middle school was 4 years. So I spent an extra year in middle school.
Okay.
But it wasn't...
This was by design or you fell into this?
I mean, it wasn't by design. It was just, you know, like... So, okay. So, I mean, that's a whole different story. I failed because I didn't do homework. But we'll get into that another
That'll
time.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. It really will. It really will. Like, when they say...
That'll do it. Congratulations.
When your teacher says homework's 50% of your grade, she's not lying to you. Now, anyways...
What? She lying.
So, listen.
You heard that and just like, nah, that bitch lying.
I was like, bro, how can I get straight A's on everything I do in school, and how can what I don't do at home dictate what happens? But anyways, like I said, that's another story.
For sure.
So, anyways, so yes,
that's on
I
our
failed.
Next episode called Educational Policy Debate.
Exactly. So, yes, so my middle school consisted of 6th grade. So, I spent 4 years.
Right, so you went, which grade did you have to redo?
I did 6th grade, 8th grade, 8th grade. And now I remember. This
what?
Is where it ended.
Dude, what?
And he's never heard this story somehow.
You did 2 6, 2 8, just straight up skipped 7?
100%.
So your second 6 must have been fire, huh? Your second 6 must have been the shit for them to be like, damn, bro, you know what? Fuck it. We're sorry we held you back. You know what? We're going to skip 7th, bro.
Somewhat,
we're going straight
somewhat,
to 8th.
But what
dog.
It was so...
You made up for it.
What
you,
it was...
You did the time...
What it was, so they put you into this class. It was like, it was an all, so middle school is you switch classes, you know. So this class was an all-day class. I had the same teacher for all subjects. It was the first year they started this shit, by the way. So I had the same teacher for all subjects, and it was all, you know, all the kids that failed. And if you did good in this class and you excelled, then you would be able to just basically go to where you belonged, which is essentially skipping 7th grade and going to 8th grade.
Right. Which so it is, basically was 7th grade, but...
But no, I was still doing the same 6th grade work I did before.
Right, but it served as your 7th grade, I guess.
Technically, yeah, right. I guess.
So then, okay, so All right, so you do this for sixth grade. You end up doing well, I would assume.
So I was what most people would call the teacher's pet. And my teacher was pretty
cool.
Not
many would admit that, really.
So. Well, no, but listen. So my teacher was my teacher, like I said. So I would finish all my work.
You would say she's cool if you were a teacher's pet.
Well, listen, I would finish all my work and
I'm
basically...
I'm also assuming it was a she. Was it a she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sunny. Her name was Sunny Turner. But Miss Turner is what we had to call
her. We're
going to
bleep
class.
That out?
I guess.
We're going to... Yeah, we're going to... Yeah, I guess. We're going to bleep that out.
I guess, too.
All right. But anyways, so... My teacher, Miss Turner.
Yep. There you go. That's fine. All right. There you go.
So, I would just finish all my work, and I would just be sitting there in my grade. Like, she would try to, like, come at me, like, and, you know, of course, like, any teacher wouldn't be like, oh, what about this? And then I would just give her, you know, so I.
What about this?
My grades were all good, all hundreds, you know, so she would give me the next day's work. She'd be like, oh, okay, well, what, fuck it. If you want to, so. She would give me the next day.
She figured you already behind. Fuck it. Here's a head start
so
on
I
the
would,
next.
Yeah. So I would. I would. I was like, oh, bet. All right. Boom. Right. Knock it out. She's like, oh, okay. Wait. You actually don't belong in this class. Boom. Do it again. And I would just. So by the. So
you were, they basically could have made. There basically could have been like a Tom Hanks movie about you.
Probably.
You're saying
probably.
On some Ben Affleck shit. You were like.
Probably.
A savant to these people.
So nah, for real. Because and I'm not even joking. This is all a true story. I have no reason to lie to you guys. So I started I would just get my next work and I'm like, yo, listen,
yeah.
Like I'm just doing it. Because like I said, I literally only failed because I just didn't
right.
do homework. Like
so
I
at
said,
this point, do you think like
story.
They think you're lying, like on some you're faking to get into the Special Olympics type shit, or
not
do
even.
They really think like, oh, this you're like, you know?
Not even. So what it was
diamond
so
in the rough.
I even said to them like, hey, I want to do all day class again next year for eighth grade.
I bet
and
you
they
did.
Said,
that's
yeah.
just even cool
they were
as
said
fuck.
Not. They said not. Nah, you're too smart for that. And I was like, God damn it. So
which basically meant you were normal eighth grader.
Probably. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But so anyway, so yeah, I started. So basically, long story short, you know, school ends. Around the end of May, like sometime around June.
Right.
So by the end of April, I was finished with all of my work for the year.
Okay, you're just chilling.
Yeah, and I was just drinking Yoo-Hoo's and eating chips, and everybody hated me.
Yoo-Hoo's, baby.
Oh, those were by the,
damn,
the teacher
you,
gave me
bro.
The Yoo-Hoo's and the chips. And I would just grade papers for her. That was it.
Yeah.
And play fucking Oregon
Trail. It would just give
Oregon
us pre-diabetes trail. From early age.
I guess so. But so, and,
that sounds chill.
And I want, and then, like I said, so next year comes... My life, my home life doesn't change, so I just can't do homework, and I fail again.
So, at some point, somebody must have been, like, looking at this scenario, must have been, like, you know, like, originally, so originally, you do the second sixth grade, like we were saying, you do well, and you show that, you know, you're, you know,
yeah,
you
so
really
my
do
test
belong,
scores, my
and
test
at that
scores
point,
were...
They,
My test scores were almost perfect. Like, they almost had
right.
to change the FCAT a couple times because of me.
Right. So, they almost changed the whole state because you're so smart, dog. And so, at this point, they're like, all right, you know what? Boom. He gets to normal eighth grade. Boom. So, you're in normal eighth grade. And you do bad enough that you got to repeat it. So, at that point, you think somebody was like, oh, shit, we fucked up. This dude really is dumb as fuck.
Oh, maybe. I've never really thought about the back end of it, but maybe if somebody was actually looking at it like, oh, shit, why'd this guy fail again? Like
there was somebody that was championing for you on some, like, fucking lean on me shit in the background, like, no, trust me. He deserves a second chance.
But no, honestly,
you go and pull
that's
that
why,
shit and they're just
believe
like,
it or not, that's why the teachers were always frustrated with me, because they seen what I did in school, and they seen what I was capable of, but I just, like, they don't, hey, listen, teachers don't know
you
what
like
you're dealing with
it.
At home. Like, exactly, I didn't really apply it, but they don't know what you're dealing with at home,
mm-hmm.
so.
Dealing with chaos at home?
Yeah, man, my mom, hey, I wanted to go and fucking, I didn't have time to play, to do homework and play.
You just wanted to play so much.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
you're a player.
Yeah, because I only had a limited amount of time to play.
Right. Play. Now we're talking about play with.
No, I can do that anytime.
Play
shit,
with
I'll
your,
do that. I'll
you?
Do that right now. Mid. I'm talking about like
video
mostly
games
play football.
Whatever.
No, mostly
oh,
play football.
Got you.
Go down to Coolidge Street and play football.
Nice. Good old Coolidge Street.
Yeah, that's where we mostly played on the streets.
Right. There's a stretch of streets out here that are named by presidents, so yeah, Coolidge is definitely one of those streets.
It's funny, as a kid, I thought all streets were named by presidents, and then I realized, like, now you can just name a street whatever the fuck you want.
Right.
Like, one day,
I mean,
hey, one day...
The least they can do is name a street after your
one
ass.
Day, we're going to have a Wookiesburg Street.
Woogiesburg Avenue. Yeah.
Avenue or street?
Whatever.
An avenue would be wrong.
Boulevard. That'd be crazy.
Oh, shit, bro.
Drive.
I didn't know we were going to go that fucking hard.
Hey, we're taking over, baby.
I mean, of course we're taking over.
U.S. Highway, Woogiesburg. Fuck, 441.
Damn, that we would have to do some crazy shit. We would have to do crazy shit.
We probably just have to pay.
We would have to do crazy shit, and one of us would have to die. For us to be
there
named
definitely has
after
to be
US
one,
one
death for yeah. sure. There definitely has
for
to
us to be
death
named after
yeah.
to
yeah,
get
yeah.
US one named after us.
Yeah, shit. You're right. Because you're either a president or you're either like a dead state trooper or something. They name a highway after you. Unfortunately,
yeah, so.
You know, like
not even. But to get US one, we would have
yeah,
to.
Yeah,
like,
we would have to.
We would have to.
We would
like,
have to somehow beat Harrison Ford because he already has a heads up because he was Air Force One. So we'd already.
And then we would, and then Eddie Murphy has already had a bunch of hookers, so we would have to. He has one up too, because that's where you find hookers. Ooh. US one.
That is a true statement.
Allegedly,
that is a
allegedly.
True statement. Do you know who was the first person to tell me this?
Quam.
My grandfather.
Fucking G, bro.
That's a different story. We'll leave that for
a
different
episode. That is so good. That is so. I mean, hey, we might be able to unpack that one.
My brother's like, yeah, there's some, and I'd be like, oh, really?
That is,
and
how
you
old
would
were
know
you?
This? Probably middle school age.
Did
to
you?
Be honest
you
with
but
you.
Wait, you never confirmed how he knew it, but you just knew.
Oh well, he was there. That's how he knew it. He told me he saw it. He told me he quote unquote saw it.
I mean, quote, we all unquote. See it. Do you think he partaked?
I don't know, man.
Back in the day, the US one was probably on and popping up.
US 1 was probably that shit. I think at one point, US 1, like, downtown Hollywood. Because
they're still,
was
to this day, right
like,
now, right now, we can, me and him could stop filming, drive to US 1, and find a hooker.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
sure.
Not joking. Which, yeah. But I've heard stories of way back, bro, where, like, crazy shit went down back in the day. Where, like, every hotel was just, like, open. Like, yeah, oh, yeah, you got a hooker.
Yeah,
bring her
on
in
some
here.
Boardwalk Empire shit.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Mike, so my grandpa worked in here in South Florida for a year, and it was like in the 70s era, and he was telling me same shit, like, yeah, that whole downtown Hollywood US 1 area was just like popping as fuck. He worked like in a restaurant down there or some shit.
Yeah, I've heard all kinds of shit
on some mafia shit for real, bro. That my grandpa was a mafia hit man. That's a different story also.
I'm sure we could have a whole season on just your grandpa.
Yeah, I'm going to tear down the walls to his house. It was going to be like fucking $1 million just in the walls and shit. A couple bodies.
Maybe. They'd be decomposed by now. Shit. That was a...
All right, so what happened with your second eighth grade?
What do you mean?
So you, failed the first eighth. You failed the first eighth. Right, so then what happens the second eighth? They do the same thing. They pull you into this all-day class.
It was just regular, and I just went on to ninth
You just
grade.
Didn't do like homework?
Because remember, in Florida, you can only fail once anyway, so.
So what happened the second time? You still failed again, or no?
Nah, I'm pretty sure
you
I was just
You must have done
like,
well. Like, how did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I think I just did homework. I think my mom caught on at that point or something, or I was old enough
to
be
like, hey, do your homework.
Not even that. I think it might have just been me getting old enough to just realize, like, all right, I got to do what I got to do, like. My mom is no help.
That
my
was your
dad's
first
too busy
man
working.
Moment.
Probably, really. Like, I love when people ask these questions because I really don't like. I really don't remember. But yeah, it probably was that because my like all I had to do was like tell my mom something and she would just believe it or we would get around it. But
they don't have time for what's going on, right? They're busy.
Basically,
doing shit.
She ain't doing. She wasn't busy doing shit.
Oh,
fuck
okay.
you, mean.
Never mind.
But like I said, that's a whole.
She
other
ain't got
podcast.
Time for that.
Yeah, you know. At that point, she didn't even have fucking Facebook or computers back then, so I don't even know what the hell she was doing. Just watching whatever fucking was on TV, Judge Judy and shit.
Hey, man, I'll watch Judge Judy all day. I can't hate on that. You know, my grandpa introduced me to Jerry Springer. I was like 5 or 6. Like,
Jerry's
the
man.
Shit to watch. I feel like, yo, this shit is nuts. What?
That shit was nuts. And it was like, bro, and then it's like when you grow up, you realize, like, bro, all those people were from Florida?
Yeah. You know how, like, as a, maybe, like, I'm not sure about you, but, like, did you have, like, kind of like a sports dream as a kid? Like, were you like, damn, my dream is to go to like a Dolphin Super Bowl with my dad or some shit? Like, I don't know. Like,
well, so remember, I got in late. I wasn't, none of us were into sports. Remember, I got in real late. I was the only one. Like, yeah. I just picked up football, got my whole family into football, got everybody into football. Like, nobody had it.
I feel
it
like my
me.
Shit was like,
most people
I don't give a fuck
yours.
About that. My like dream was like, yo, going to Jerry Springer live with my grandma. Like, I'd be like, yo, I want this to be
awesome,
like a goofy movie type.
No,
of, like,
so for
field
us,
trip type
yeah,
shit. Right, dog,
so
like,
yeah, you asked the wrong question. For us, it was more of not necessarily Jerry Springer, because I don't know if I watched that with my parents, but it Judge was the game shows. So
ooh.
Like fucking Family Feud or
Jeopardy, baby. I
Wheel of Fortune.
Well, Wheel
we
of
weren't
Fortune,
smart
man.
Enough for Jeopardy. At least
me,
my parents
yo, you
definitely
know what?
Weren't back then. I'm a little smart enough
you.
Now, but it's still I'm not smart enough.
Me
for
neither.
Jeopardy.
I'm definitely not
crazy.
Smart enough for
yeah.
Jeopardy. I would lose Jeopardy,
yeah,
but I would kind of do it as a challenge to see
yeah,
how far
yeah,
I could
exactly.
get. You know, like,
it, cause it's just
or if they had
shit.
Like a fucking. A sleeper version of Jeopardy,
yeah,
like
it's bro. You, we do it every week Thursday
like, I
night.
I don't know what you would. Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Probably that is. Yeah, like really trivia that might be. But like,
by the way,
like,
we,
like,
hey, we're reigning
level,
champs
but,
down
like,
Landlubbers and Sunrise. If y'all want to come challenge us, come see Pines Village Gorillas.
Champs.
Can yeah, we hold it fucking down.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I haven't been going lately though, so I can't really rep. But
that's all good, baby. We finally had to because you. He stopped going because he's like, listen, bro, I don't think you guys can win without me. So I'm not going to go until y'all can fucking win without me.
I want to be able to fail, I'll be honest.
Yeah, and then we just won.
You
we're
guys
like,
won
right,
two
now
in
you
a row,
come
so
back.
Like...
Nah, I mean, yeah, in our hearts we won two in a row. You know, we got robbed last week.
I'm like the ancient gods, yo. I'm like, my job is done.
But all jokes aside, if you were there last week.
To repent or whatever.
If you were there last week, it probably wouldn't have been as close.
Right. We would have ran away with it?
Probably, because you got, bro, we had.
Because you did ask me one question after the fact, and I got it right.
Not that, and then, bro, the first round, we remember, what is it? What is a perfect round? Like 35, I think.
Don't ask me, because
I
really. I
think it's
don't,
35
no
or 37
idea.
Is a perfect round. No around idea. That, but anyways, around that is a perfect round. Our first round, we scored 9.
Oh, my God.
So we thought we were fucked. But then we literally.
Do you know what these questions are? Ask me again. Do you
from
remember?
From 9? Damn, babe, do you still have the paper? I just had it the other day. I didn't throw it away.
Yeah, if our producers can go find that paper, that'd be awesome.
No, the first round questions were kind of wild.
No? All right. That's
it's upstairs.
Up, no. I wonder what it's like to have a real, like, podcast. That'd be like a professional podcast
I
where
wish.
Your producers do what...
Like,
you
actually,
know?
Bro, no, because I listen to a lot of podcasts, and it'll be like, they'll say something, so like for instance, like, say if I said, like, oh, shit, like, oh, yeah, I love,
like imagine
I love Tom Holland, bro. Remember when he was in that movie? What was he in again? And I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Instantly, the producers would be like, boom, 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 boom. And then I'd be like, oh, look.
Imagine Jamie telling Rogan to fuck off when he asked him to pull some shit up. Like, nah, fuck you. Like, all right, that's basically what we deal with, folks, just so you know.
Yeah, just so when you know, thank you. Thank you guys for our support.
Yeah, thank you guys very much. Please donate to our to our OnlyFans, Only Wooks.
Only Wooks. Hey, joke's on you. It's actually coming soon.
That's what she said.
Yes.
Yeah. How soon? We'll find out, but probably pretty quick.
Nah, a little bit. Like, probably in a couple months I'll have one.
Oh, I feel you. You gotta build up enough, inventory.
Yeah. That, and I'm trying to lose my beer gut.
Oh, okay. That would help.
By drinking beer.
By
drinking,
yeah. Good job, buddy.
Hey, we're trying to get sponsored over here, man.
Awesome!
You know, we're keeping it... Keep it 100 over this bitch.
We keep it...
Ding, ding, ding.
100.
Hell yeah, as you see, you know... Hey, but I don't think we mentioned... Listen, I'm almost positive this is the first podcast in the new official studio.
The new official studio. I love what
the new official
the
temporary
here.
Studio. Obviously, once we move to a new house, we're going to have a real studio. But for now, look, y'all
right,
like it?
Right.
Look, we got the walls and shit on the sides.
Yes.
You know, we got to work on, we're going to get a little backdrop here soon.
Yep.
Might even get a little green screen action going
send
back
us your
there,
artwork,
so.
Guys. If you got any artwork, send it to us. We'll showcase it here. We'll switch it out every week or whatever, you know?
Sure. I'm down. I can get Iggy with
our
that
PO
shit.
Box is something, 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 something.
I mean, since we live in the, we're in the year 2023, just hit us up on any of our socials.
Still gotta send it somewhere.
Once they hit us up, we'll give them the address.
I know.
Oh, not that, but they could just send it via email and we print it out and put it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can fax it over. We got fax
machines? I have a fax machine, of course.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a fucking schlump buddy.
When was the last time you sent a fax?
Within the past year.
Really?
For something random, but yeah.
Was it automobile related?
Probably.
Yeah. Feels like it would be.
I don't remember, but...
Was it tax related?
Yeah, maybe within the past 2 years. I don't remember, man. We sent something... I don't know, man. I'd have to get 100% confirmation. Did you see my new little guys over here, man?
Oh, wow, nice. That's a Houston Oiler. That's crazy.
You know who it is?
That is Herschel Walker. War Moon?
My guy. Give me some.
My dog, let's go.
Herschel Walker was on the Oilers?
I have no fucking idea.
I didn't think he
Probably
was.
Probably not. He was on the Chiefs, right? No, he was on the Seahawks.
I don't know why I thought Steelers, but this, when you said Chiefs, that sounded more right.
I have no idea. But yeah, that's your boy.
I'm glad you fucking pulled that one out, boy.
One of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Probably.
Top 10. Possibly.
That's true.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Allegedly.
How long we been going? How long we been getting Iggy with this bitch?
5 hours.
Oh, God.
You made some beef gyros tonight, gyros, and that was fire. Some homemade tzatziki. That was so good. And, yeah, that's not ideal, buddy.
Is it still recording? Oh, thank Jesus.
Thank Jesus thank Christ. God.
That's good to know, though.
Yeah, and, good to know. Yeah, you made some fire tzatziki sauce.
Oh, not even that long. Oh, I did it, Kaya. I did it. Yeah. I fucked around and made a homemade tzatziki.
You fucked around and we found out. And we found out that shit was fire.
You know, I'm just over here prepping for this Lolo versus Thug Dog cooking challenge, man.
Yeah, we're going to be getting a cooking challenge soon. And, like, wow, I just saw what I was up against. And, yeesh, I got to step up my game. Competition is there, folks.
Damn, that's good to hear, bro. Thank you so much.
Secret ingredient? What's going to be? Secret ingredient is going to be fucking having a pressure cooker.
No, bro, I'm probably going to start using that thing a lot more. Because that thing was gangster.
Right.
They even had a recipe for the chili to be in the pressure cooker, but I seen it too late.
That does sound good. I've always wanted to make homemade chili. I've never done it.
Yeah, this one would have came out good, especially because like it. I just did a couple. It was a little rushed, and it'll be better next time.
You heard it here first, folks. It'll be better next time.
It was a white chicken chili.
White chicken chili. The words chicken and chili somehow don't sit well with me.
And it wasn't just white because it was made by a white person.
White chicken, so that means there's no seasoning in that bitch?
Psych, I'm not actually white. My skin's just white. My mom is queen of that shit.
Of chili?
Of no seasoning.
No seasoning?
Barely.
My mom too, really. My mom doesn't really season that much.
Barely.
Fucking bitches. I can't endorse that statement.
Sorry, not your mom. My mom's definitely a bitch.
Well,
is that the title of this podcast? My mom's a bitch.
Oh my God.
What?
We need to have her on for an episode. We need to get
about
to the
say,
bottom
I can't get canceled. All I got
to
do is film her for 5 minutes.
We got to get
and
to the
and then she'll
of
be
this.
Canceled.
What do our producers think about this?
What?
I think we need to get to the bottom of this.
We don't have producers. We don't have producers, so look at me when you speak.
Damn, you're not wrong about that, really. Let's have your mother on.
I'm fucking down.
Let's do it. Let's call her up right now and tell her what's up. You think she'll just talk to us, or she'll be trying to get
it's
us 11 off the
o'clock.
Phone?
Oh, shit. Aaron's coming over.
No, he's not. Good. Maybe we can really have a producer. But he'll just lie to make sure.
What?
He'll just like tell us shit instead of like looking at like we'll think he looked it up, but he'll just like saying random shit.
Maybe he might. He might do that to us. But doesn't Terry do that to us too?
Terry who?
Terry Crews.
Like you said, we have no producers. I don't acknowledge that name anymore.
Thank you. Damn right. Damn. So when we started this podcast, we were supposed to talk about things, and then we just started getting into like my schooling history and shit. Fuck, bro. I don't even remember. We did mention this.
That was what I wanted to get to the bottom of, really.
Nice. All right. I think I wanted to get to the bottom of something. But.
What was it?
Not today, because I don't remember. Dan the Man.
Did you tell us before the podcast? Did you tell us?
I don't think so, maybe.
Damn, you had that shit in your head.
Oh, no, I was talking about something, about the Eminem shit. Did you see the Eminem shit?
What Eminem shit?
The candy Eminems.
What about them?
They got, like, canceled.
What? For what? I just bought some the other day. What do you mean I canceled shit?
The candy's not gonna get canceled, but the mascots, bro, they got canceled.
Why?
I'm not dumb enough to like look into it, but something with like they changed the way the green one looked, so she wasn't sexy anymore, so they got upset.
Right.
I think that's the gist of it.
Hey man, there's an ugly M&M in each pack, really, but you eat it anyway.
But like, bro, listen, bro, give me the ugly green one, I'm eating it. Give me the pretty green one, I'm eating it. Yep. Give me the yellow one, I'm eating it. Give me like, yo, the brown one in the high heels, that's a librarian looking bitch, I'm eating it. Like, we're eating them all, man. What? I'm eating them all.
Okay.
That's all I do is eat. Suck them up.
Awesome!
You already know, son.
Yep. This is crazy.
What's crazy? That we lost our producers?
That we lost our producers and that I'm hypnotized by Tetris right now. But
that's Dr. Mario.
Dr. Mario. Oh, yeah, those look like pills.
And Terry's getting her ass whipped by Wario.
She is. That's kind of embarrassing. Although I do see how our producers' hands are full now that I see what they're dealing with here.
Oh, yeah, but this isn't online, so she could just hit pause.
Ah, true.
Oh, shit, the comeback has begun.
Uh-oh. So what do you want to talk about?
Oh, the computer just dicked itself for no reason.
What's on your mind?
Do you think Mac Jones is the quarterback of the future?
I feel like he has a chance to be. And that's good enough for me, Bob.
Hell yeah.
And at this moment, I would have to believe that yes. I would have to believe that yes, he is.
Yeah, I mean, but what is this his second year?
Second or third year. And, like, it's not that bad, really. It's going to be his third year coming up. So this is, obviously, it's going to be another year with a new offensive coordinator. And I don't know about how new the system will be, per se, but, you know, new play calling anyway. So you got to assume there's going to be some sort of adjustment period having to be there. But I'm still confident in that statement.
I can get behind it. Like I said, man, like, people are just so, like, oh, we need now.
I believe he's as much the Patriots quarterback of the future as Tua is the Dolphins quarterback of the future. I'll put it to you that way.
I mean, Tua's a godsend if he can stay healthy. There's a difference. Yeah. But I just hope he can play. If he could play, we gooch in the manooch.
We gooch in the manooch. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Like, even like this year, next year, our schedule is going to be a little tougher, but This year would
the schedule's out for next year, huh?
Not yet, but like kind of somewhat. But like
not the schedule, but like the away games.
Yeah, something like that. If you put a Tua in our lineup the entire year, you know, things look a lot different.
If you put in Tua, you want one or two or three.
Yeah. And it's we're 15-2. What? 15-2.
Okay.
So, you know, shit happens.
I seen Tyreek Hill is a finalist for Offensive Player of the Year, I think.
Damn, for real?
I believe so.
Let's ride.
He's a finalist for something. I believe it's Offensive Player of the Year.
And Tua probably gets snubbed like usual.
Yeah, he's definitely not up there.
Yo.
Justin Jefferson is MVP finalist.
That's hilarious.
He's the only non-quarterback. How do you feel about that?
Makes sense.
Do you know what the rest of the list is?
Tyreek was closer. Oh, it's probably Mahomes and...
Yes.
Fucking... Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
Fucking... The other fucking quarterback? Yeah. Joe Burrow?
Yup.
And
yeah, that boy. The one and only. Say it. Say his name.
I actually don't remember. Oh, fuck that guy, bro. He's garbage.
Okay. But it's him.
Yeah.
So.
Lee, how can you be an MVP candidate when you led the league in turnovers?
Yeah, that does sound kind of weird when you put it that way, really. It is an interesting factoid.
But yeah, Josh Allen.
But it doesn't take away from his accomplishments and his skill level.
What accomplishments?
He's pretty good. He's pretty good.
I honestly like...
He does shit that other quarterbacks cannot do in that division and in that... I'm not going to say in that conference because Patrick Mahomes is in that conference, right? But in that division, I think he does things that no other quarterback can do.
I guess. What? And you mean... Oh, I get it. He definitely does things that other quarterbacks can't do.
You know?
Barely beat a third string and then lose the next week.
That's one of those things. That's one of those things, yeah.
And then lead the NFL in turnovers. Mm-hmm. That's something not a lot of quarterbacks do.
Apparently only one. And that is?
A Joshua Marino Allen.
Is that his name really?
Yeah, his parents tried, but they failed.
They named him Marino?
Yeah, Joshua Marino Allen. Oh, you didn't know God. That?
No, I did not know that. Wow. Can our producers check that? Is that correct?
We don't have producers.
I'm thoughtful, man.
Watch
I'm,
this, though. I can. Faith. Hey, you want me to get the producers back?
Do you think you can?
Yeah, watch. Hey, let me get the stuff to roll up.
Damn, they hopped up. That shit went on pause real quick. They've... Hey, it's the...
Which one is it?
That one. Yep, there it is.
Thank you.
I said...
Look at that catch, fellas. Yep. And
fellas? That was left-handed, too.
I was lying. You don't need to look it up. But find out Josh Allen's middle name.
Josh Allen's middle name.
I was lying. Definitely lying.
I'm so gullible, bro.
Sometimes.
You got my ass. Patrick.
Mahomes?
It's a conspiracy, dog. They all knew each other.
Josh Patrick Allen?
They were all part of the same government experiment to produce super soldiers, but they ended up being
Josh,
quarterbacks instead.
Wait, what's Patrick Mahomes' middle name?
Allen. Josh. No way.
We just play that conspiracy music. No, we don't have it on this soundboard. We need a real one.
We don't have... What is this? Huh. It's kind of ominous, some Edgar Allan Poe type shit.
Do you remember Don Terry Poe?
Yeah, I do. Chiefs, right?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. He got drafted to the Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
In Madden. That's why you remember him from Madden.
I don't know.
Are you a Madden guru?
I'm quite the opposite. I don't really fuck with Madden. At least nothing after Madden like 07, 08.
Are you a 2K guru?
Kind of. I'm not the best, but I have the potential to be something great.
Ooh, do they call you Lolo the 2K God?
By the great Anderson Silva. Shout out to Jirogi.
Anderson Silva?
That's a quote by Anderson Silva.
I get this money.
I get these money.
That's a quote, but from Jake Paul.
Oh, really?
I'm just kidding.
That's a quote from Madicals.
Nah, mine's I get this money.
This money. Can the producers confirm this?
What?
Do you indeed get this money?
We don't have producers anymore. I got
this. So how does this thing get produced? Who produces it?
Us, bro. It's me and you.
We produce it?
Yep.
See, folks, we cut out the middleman for you.
No, we didn't cut it out for you. We cut it out because they left us. They don't love us no more.
It'll be your own sometimes, really. Yo. People say that they ride with you, but in reality, they don't even die with you.
Bad boys for life. No producers for life. Hey, should we try to call that boy Jirogi Pierogi? Who always has a stogie?
Should I try to call him?
Yeah.
He's what? He's wifed up. What does that have to do?
I know.
Is that him right there?
Oh, shit. I told you he was sliding.
Sliding in slides. Let's go. We just got to celebrate, baby.
Awesome.
Great. We're going to promote you to producer, too. Don't worry. Where do you work? Oh, yeah. True. I forgot. Do I want to buy some what? Oh, yeah. You got them on the cheap or what?
Yeah, bro. I'm trying to buy some eggs.
Counterfeit eggs, baby.
Nah, they got the legit eggs, bitch.
Only if they're free range.
They're all free range. They don't sell nothing but free range, bitch.
Right. All right, so...
Are you free range?
Oh, home on the range. I feel free range when I'm backpacking. What else do you want to talk about?
Shit, I think it might be...
You want to talk about doing the... So we've been talking for a little bit about potentially at some point in the future doing a through hike, what they call a through hike.
I mean, we're going to do a lot of through hikes.
Yeah, one that we have. We're talking about our like first one right now, right? So we're trying to plan out our first one. And not really. We're not even in planning stages, really, but just get an idea of what we're trying to do. And now, what do you think some of the challenges will be of a multi-day, possibly multi-week type of hike? How would you prepare to like deal with, you know, being on the move every day, et cetera, not being at your house for a prolonged period of time, not being in any house for a prolonged period of time?
I mean, for the most part, I'm excited. You know, like I said, I've been dying to do actual hiking, camping, and I've never done it.
Backpacking.
Backpacking, camping, sorry. I've always called it hiking, camping. But yeah, for those of you who don't know, it's backpacking, camping.
Backpacking, yeah, camping, backpacking.
So, backpacking consists of camping as well?
Technically, yes. Yes.
I guess, because, yeah, if anything less, they would just call it, like, day tripping or hiking. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, yeah, but, like,
you're right,
so, you know, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you know.
For you, those of you that are not outdoorsy type of people, like, you know, which is fine, but.
Hiking into the woods,
right.
Staying at a camp, continuing to hike, staying at another camp, continuing to hike, whatever, you know, however long we want to stay. But, you know, not resupplying anywhere, just taking what we want, you know.
Right, everything that we'll need on our backs.
Yeah, so for me, the only, like, I would want to...
And in our butts, possibly.
Maybe, but, like, I would just kind of, my only, like, thoughts or whatever. What was the question you asked?
I really have no idea what the fuck I said. You so if you haven't like, answered it by now, we
nah, but
really
I know
what fuck.
you asked kind of like what the
so okay
the hard,
so
like the whatever was hard, whatever hard was gonna be about it.
What do you think some of the hardest aspects would be of it?
Yeah,
you know,
so that's why I was gonna say
what,
like
you know.
Deciding whether I should just bring Grabba by itself or if I should just roll up a bunch of Grabba blunts first.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
That was, like, my biggest discrepancy, really. That was the only one I had.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, I'll wear the same clothes every
probably
day.
Probably the second option if you want to just, you know, if you want to just get it done early and you don't have
simple,
to worry
right?
about it.
But
you
then
have
I would have to,
more time to get camp ready.
But then I would have to bring something to keep them all in. I might bring
Ziploc.
More weight. A Ziploc, but then what if they get fucked up?
Well, yeah, I feel like at that point when you're doing when you're doing like backpacking or even like through hiking and shit, depending like how low you want to get on your weight or whatever, you would just put it inside something you already have. So if you have a cooking pot, you would just put it inside of the cooking pot or
oh, that's a good one.
Or whatever, some sort of thing, you know. So it would be just like repurposing something you already have, really. Wherever you store your food, I don't know, you know. Although that sounds like it would be a lot, so probably it wouldn't fit in there, probably, but, you know.
So what is the first one we're thinking of doing and when? I think me and you are two different
wavelengths. I would love to do one in
wavelength.
The Smokies, but, I mean, realistically, it would have to be one, like, closer, like, in Florida, I would assume, so. Because
that could be done quicker.
Yeah, for real, for sure. I would be down to do one in. If we're talking, like, just more than one night, so, like, either an overnight or a one-night, two-nighter.
Well, like I said,
an overnight or a two-nighter, like.
What about just doing what I suggested before, just going to the very start of the Florida Trail.
Yeah.
And doing the whatever until you hit, like, whatever. For like,
yeah,
like
so
three nights.
Let's look up where the campsites are along that trail. And, yeah, for sure, we can see what the distance is.
And I think that would be something simple to start
and
with.
And that's probably a quick one, yeah.
Because
it'll take less than an hour to get there.
He's an experienced Wook, and I'm less experienced Wook.
Yeah, I'm Master Wook for this.
But when it comes to, like,
this
being a true Wook out in the wilderness, where he's just out there.
Wooking, I just got to make the presence known. That's really all it is just making the presence known. All the animals respect the Wook. Because Wooks are animals. So, yeah, we'll see what the mileage is like. The beautiful thing about hiking down here in South Florida is that you know it's going to be flat trails, so you don't really have to worry about having to actually work to climb. But you make up for that with having, like, really wet trails sometimes,
yeah,
right? Now, less so in
climbing,
the winter and the
crazy
dry season.
Climate.
Yeah, like, beating sun and shit. But hopefully in the dry season it's not that bad. It won't be too wet. And, hey, what's a little bit of wet feet anyway? You know what I mean? Nothing that won't keep us down.
Not
but it gets annoying if you have to slog through a lot of shit. You know, it gets muddy, et cetera, et cetera.
You know. Hell yeah. But all of this is, you know, we're gonna have a lot of content for you on that hike.
Yeah, we got our GoPro ready. It'd be very good, very good.
Very good.
We have to see, we have to do it more sooner rather than later while the weather is still cooperative. I would love to do it up north, too, if we had enough days to drive up to Ocala, but if not, then, yeah, Big Cypress.
Well, I mean, if it's something we're doing sooner than later, you know, we can pump out this one.
Pump me out, daddy.
Yee.
Next week,
pretty
then.
Quick.
Let's do it next.
Next weekend? This weekend right now. Or next
when?
Weekend. Like, this Friday? Or next Friday?
No. Never. We would each have to get a day off somehow. Or one of us would have to get a day off.
What day do I need to get off again?
I don't know.
Any what day does he work?
February 23rd. There you go.
Yeah.
I work all
casino?
Weekend and Tuesday.
Strip club?
You going to Denver? What?
I don't know. But every day was a vacation when you ended up at work, but now I have to take a real vacation.
So you're trying to get the most out of it?
Out of it.
Yeah. So you're going somewhere far for sure?
Yeah, I already requested the days off
before. No way. You just started.
Yeah, he's got a raise and already like
That's crazy.
Can you get my brother a job?
Nah. So how does that work?
I don't vouch for him either, so. Huh? I know, I sent it to him too. How the fuck is he gonna get to West Pine? A bus? The same way he got to fucking Coral Springs. That was where the fucking shop was for his moving shit.
For what?
For the moving company.
He doesn't work there anymore?
Nah. But that's where he was working.
Yeah, bro.
Why, thank you. Damn, all right, I think we're... Oh, shit, I think we're almost done there. We're pushing a good little cast here.
Pushing a whole cast.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for our hiking special.
Yeah.
Our challenge special.
Mm-hmm.
All the specials, man.
Our slitching special.
Yeah, this is, you know, this is the first episode of the off-season. Shit, this is our first ever off-season pod.
Yeah.
This is it. We should have went harder for this shit, but fuck it. This might be like, well, this is going to be like a trailer maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
But don't forget to hit us up on all the social platforms, Wookiesburg.
At Wookiesburg, hit us up.
Just hit us up and say what's good. Yeah. And that's it, man. We'll see y'all next time. Thanks for chilling with us on this one.
Take care, folks.